Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy grew at a slightly slower pace than initially estimated in the first quarter, and corporate profits shrank during the period. The nation's gross domestic product, a measure of all goods and services produced in the economy, advanced at a 2.4% annual rate between January and March. That was slightly lower than the 2.5% rate reported last month. Meanwhile, corporate profits shrank in the first quarter compared with the fourth. Income after tax and not adjusted for inventories and capital consumption decreased by 2% from the last quarter of 2012. Private exporters reported this morning the USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The 13-14 marketing year for soybeans begins on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 15,319. It's up 16 points. The NASDAQ 3491 is up 23.5. And the S&P 500 is 1658. It is up almost 10 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Some drier days may be ahead for later this weekend into early next week in parts of the Midwest, but the big question is, will it last long enough before the next storm system comes in to produce more rain? The answer to that question is perhaps not. We don't know that we're going to be able to see more than 2 or 3 days worth of continuous dry weather across some of the wetter areas. We might be able to squeeze out 4 days in one or two spots, but I don't think it's going to be very widespread, and that may not be long enough as wet as the ground is going to become here because of the waves of rain coming up over the next few days. We do expect almost all areas in the Midwest to be impacted by precipitation at one time or another as we move forward through Friday. And we'll see some rain still lingering in the eastern areas on Saturday. The precipitation that occurs will be highly varied. We'll likely see some 1 to 3 inch amounts in parts of Missouri and some other pockets scattered about from Missouri into parts of Michigan and Ohio. I think most of the greater amounts will be in the western portion of that described region. We will see more rain also occur across portions of Iowa and Nebraska, and even in the northern U.S. plains from parts of Montana into Minnesota, there will be a significant amount of rain coming up here over the next day and a half or so. The end result is further delays in spring planting, and that's got a lot of people concerned, especially with insurance dates coming up that are going to restrict the amount of payback if there is a failing in the crop, and some farmers may choose to abandon some of their fields. Others will just go ahead and tough it out and put some seed in the ground anyway. Well, the forecast is for a return of shower activity to the western Corn Belt Monday and Tuesday of next week, and that will move across the rest of the Midwest Wednesday into Thursday, maybe even lingering on Friday. The precipitation that results from these showers and thunderstorms will be a lot lighter than the rains that are occurring this week, but it doesn't really matter. The amount of moisture is going to put back as much moisture as we lose to evaporation between this weekend and the first part of next week, resulting in a situation that's going to continue to be too wet for many of these summer crop areas. So the forecast is still not all that favorable for getting aggressive in the fields. Some planting will likely take place, but not necessarily a lot. We do expect to see temperatures across the Midwest turning cooler as we move forward through these next few days. Notable decline in temperatures will likely occur, especially in the western parts of the Corn Belt, where the temperatures will fall from readings that will be in the 70s and 80s here in the near-term part of the forecast, down to readings that may be limited to the 50s and 60s, in the north at least, as we get into day on Friday and Saturday. The odds are pretty good that we will still see 70-degree temperatures in the southern parts of the western Corn Belt. The air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves further to the east across the Midwest. We'll likely see the eastern parts of the Corn Belt cool down from 80s all the way that'll be occurring today through Saturday, down to the range of upper 60 and 70-degree readings, which will occur Sunday and Monday. And then we'll see some more warming come back across the region, but that warm-up will be somewhat abbreviated because of the new weather system that's going to be bringing precipitation back into the region as we get into the early part of next week. The bottom line is that our fieldwork is not going to be able to advance very well for a while longer, and that will likely increase the number of prayers being offered just simply to try to change the weather pattern to something that's more reasonable for getting the rest of the crop in the ground. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Here's how futures are currently trading. In Kansas City, July wheat 739 and 3 quarters down 8. July wheat in Chicago at 694 and a quarter down 8 and a half. July corn 659 and a half down 5 and a half. December 560, now 559 and 3 quarters down 6. July soybeans 1491 and 3 quarters down 10. November 1279 and a half down 9. July soybean meal 44020 down 410. July soybean oil 4848 down 15. June live cattle 121.55 up 17 and a half. August feeders 146.05 up 42 and a half. And June lean hogs are 95.27 and a half, and they are up 55. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
When I'm reading the DTN machine this morning, what I'm seeing is that the reason for the red ink on the screen is this Japan deciding not to import no more white wheat out there on the West.
Yeah, that's kind of a slap in the face. USDA doesn't really know how many acres are involved there in Oregon with this genetically engineered wheat, but it probably was part of a pilot program from several years back, but Japan took the bull by the horns and said no more. I think it's critical that we understand that of the Japanese wheat imports, about a third of it is this soft white wheat, which is the kind of wheat that's produced in that particular area.
Yeah, Japan did purchase milling wheat this morning, 53,000 tons or so.
Yeah, and we're talking about a hard red winter on that, and that's not in question.
Mm-hmm.
But I think psychologically that's pretty negative to the market. The other thing that's pressuring the grains this morning, I think, is just weak outside markets. Certainly the dollar isn't strong, however, after having put a high in a week ago. The dollar is a little weaker this morning, but some of the other outside markets are providing outside pressure as well.
Although, what a difference a week makes. When we talked to you last week, we were about 50 cents lower in corn.
Yeah, we were. We've had a pretty nice ride higher, and a lot of times we got to take a breather after those 50-cent moves in the corn or about 80-cent moves in the beans.
And there is technical resistance just above these levels, to be said.
Yeah, we do. 570 on this Deese corn is a very troublesome area. Of course, we're just under 560 this morning. And on the November beans, 1295 to 1298, a lot of resistance. We have some support around the 1270 to 1272 range on the November beans.
Meanwhile, if you were listening to Drew, there are showers for Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana around the weekend time frame, standing water in a lot of places. I suppose this will keep all the talk about the potential for acreage switches to soybeans or some other crop alive, as well as preventive planting alive.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that. I'm not sure that the thing we should focus on is the plantings. I think the thing we should focus on is the potential crop size, and I think we have changed our mind on this corn situation from a 14 billion bushel corn crop to a 13 billion bushel corn crop. Still huge.
Yes.
still huge. And on the bean side, yeah, we could produce a few more beans, but we'll have to see how this thing pans out. Certainly the continuing rains are an issue, and I know some of these private forecasters are starting to add heat in for the later part of the summer. That could prove problematic as well.
Thank you, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace in Chicago, July wheat at 694.5, down 8.25. July corn in Chicago, 659.25, down 5.75. December's 559.5, down 6.25. July soybeans, 1491.5, down 10.25. November at 1279.25, down 9.25. July soybean meal, 440.40, down 390. And July soybean oils, 48.44, now 43, down 20. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. Yeah.